knowledge on the track or off. Steve and Sam know about it. You're listening to the Race Report.
Welcome back to the Race Report. Steve Park along with Sam Allen. Get your headphones on. Last week you're tripping over them.
I fixed that. Man, I'm not going to trip over them again.
Come on. Man, oh man, I'm going to have to get Jerry Punch in here to teach you to do this.
Never mind.
Stop! Stop right there. Hey, you know what? How badly do you wish Denny Hamlin's crew members would have just let him go to Kyle Petty?
That would have been awesome if they would. If he just jumped out of that car and started after him and they just all turned around and walked away.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking about it during the break, and our engineer Paul Canara goes, did he make sure there were plenty of guys to hold him back first? Of course. You know, I always want to build it, you know, make it look good for the cameras. Kyle probably decked him. I'd definitely put my money on Kyle. If you didn't catch all the race today or maybe didn't get to see it, what happened was at one point during the race, Kyle Petty was, a lap down or about to be put a lap down. Denny Hamlin comes up behind him and basically just ran in the back of him. And, you know, Denny's done that before. I mean, he's not the most patient driver at times. And Kyle took exception to that.
He did.
And
Which he doesn't do very often.
No, he does not. Pretty even-tempered guy, rarely loses his cool. But he certainly did with the youngster today, and I think he went to explain some things to him from his more experienced point of view. And in the garage, Denny's still sitting in his car as the crew worked on it, still had the helmet on, everything, had his visor flipped up on his full-face helmet. Kyle was kind enough to take the window net down for Denny so he could, more closely explain the circumstances. In his face with a finger pointing, and then Kyle punctuated the exchange with a little slap down on Denny's visor. And Denny didn't really seem too put out by it at the time. He rather calmly started to unhook his gear, and then he jumped out, and then he made the big dramatic, you know, the movie director almost like said action, and Denny, you know, started going in the direction of Kyle with plenty of crew members to hold him back, make it look good.
Well, see, you can't get out of those cars in a fury because you got so many belts and cables and everything tied to you that you'd probably strangle yourself trying to get out in a hurry. So, you got to take your time. And then when you get out halfway out the window, then you can have a sense of urgency.
And then Kyle's comments were priceless afterwards when he said, and you may not have known, but Denny was apparently sick with flu over the weekend in the Busch race that he still won. But Kyle said, I don't know what medicine he's taken for the whatever he had wrong with him, but apparently it makes him hallucinate. And he needs three lanes to make a pass.
Great.
Because Kyle said he got up and gave him plenty of room, and Denny just ran into the back of him. So, at any rate, it was kind of funny. I that's the kind of stuff that, you know, over the years, it's kind of made NASCAR NASCAR. I mean, the fans love it. NASCAR loves it to a degree because people get talking about it like we are. But, kind of a couple of unlikely participants in exchange like that. Like we said, Kyle Petty is usually pretty low-key, and Denny Hamlin is pretty laid back. But Kyle really went after him and was very upset, and probably rightfully so. That wasn't, it's like Kyle said, and it's really true, Sam, and we're probably guilty of it as much as anybody, as the TV networks or anything. And that's one thing I will, give the devil his due. I will say ESPN, I think, has done a fairly good job of following other guys
junior,
not in the chase.
Junior, following Junior, not in the chase.
In the past, it seems like it's only been about the chase guys and the, kind of a slight to the other drivers. Well, yeah, as long as Junior's not in the chase, that's one you can always guarantee they'll be covering. But I thought they've done a pretty decent job of mentioning the other guys at any rate. But Kyle Petty talked about the fact, there are other races going on out there. Guys are racing for not only, to maybe be the first car lap down, but they're racing, to stay in the top 35 in points,
yep,
things like that, like we talked about last week, because that is so big as we close in on the end of the season, looking ahead to next year. You want to be in that top 35 in owner points to have a starting spot guaranteed for those first five races next season, including and especially the Daytona 500. So a lot of guys are racing for that. So even if they're not in the chase, nowhere near the chase field, and aren't really even racing for the race win, there's still a lot of racing going on back in the pack. And so that's why
guys just don't get over all the time.
And
it's like Kyle, he talked about that. But those guys still have sponsors to represent, and they have commitments, and they want to see, they want to see their sponsor on TV, and it happens.
And not with the hood wrinkled up into the wall.
No, not that way. But, it. I don't know how you can remedy that, though. I really don't.
You can. I mean, but that's the thing. Just keep in mind, there are a lot of other races going on back in the field that aren't necessarily up front for the race win or for the championship. But how awesome is Kyle Petty? I had a chance to talk to the guy several times, and I mean, we got to see him in the broadcast or hear him in the broadcast booth this year for TNT, the six races they had. I thought he was awesome.
Just as good as
I knew he would be. But I mean, this is a guy, one of the most articulate, well-spoken guys in NASCAR, really anywhere. And I mean, just a great, great personality. And there's nobody, how can anybody not root for that guy? If Kyle Petty just ran in the middle of the pack consistently,
he'd be contended
for three or four wins, maybe picked up a win or two, he would be
the most popular driver.
He'd battle Dale Earnhardt Jr. for most popular driver.
Absolutely.
I really think so, because he's just such a great guy, has been through so much, they've done so much for not only the sport, but just people in general, with the Victory Junction gang camp and things like that. I mean, there is not a finer human on this earth than Kyle Petty. And his family, of course, really the first family of NASCAR. I mean, his father, Richard Petty, legendary. Kyle, you know, maybe never quite that caliber of driver, but, you know, a good, solid driver. A lot of his career. I think Petty Enterprises, again, we talked about this during the break, you know, they don't really have the money to keep up with Hendrick Motorsports and Roush Racing and, Richard Childress Racing, some of those places. Maybe next year they will.
Maybe next year.
Possibility.
If this merger goes through and they merge with Evernham Motorsports, I think that would be a great move for them. I really do.
I think it would be as well.
I would be excited for that to happen.
I would be excited for Kyle. I would be excited for Bobby Labonte, another great guy in the sport.
Another awesome person.
Who's had some decent runs this year for Petty Enterprises. So I think they're close. I think they're close and have certainly made strides. But Kyle Petty, he's one of those guys kind of like Dale Earnhardt Jr., speaks his mind, will tell you what he thinks, very outspoken guy, but it says it in a non-offensive way.
Doesn't make anybody mad.
But it's still cool.
Denny Hamlin didn't appreciate it.
I would like to have seen him punch Denny Hamlin.
That would have been great.
Stick around, we'll come back with
Take
more
that.
When we return on the Race Report.